All right, cue the music.
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Voltage Paranormal Radio. As always, this is your host, Madman 2012, with our co-host, Lex O'Chip. Lex, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Orbs, fact or fiction? Are they real? What are they? What do you think?
We don't know. We hope somebody out there might know. We have a special guest with us tonight, too. We got Missy Metal. Welcome, Missy Metal.
Thank you for the welcome, Madeline.
Alex?
Yeah?
We've got pictures of orbs that I've taken recently. Were you able to put those up?
Yes, they are posted for people to see on the slideshow.
On the slideshow? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them how to get there.
Well, they just call in and it goes straight to the page where it shows the pictures.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can find them so I can talk about them.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I go straight to what? Straight to what page?
It would be, you got to look up the show, Madman 2012.
Oh, I see them already. I can see them. Yeah.
You see them?
Alex, I took these maybe, I don't know, 2-3 days ago, in the past 2-3 days.
Yeah.
I've been feeling a lot of energy in my area, and these were taken in my apartment and at an adjacent apartment as well. My EMF meter was going off the chart. I mean, I was picking up readings of like 40 to 50 to 70 while I was capturing these orbs. But if you look at them, they look like just, I don't know, energy, some sort of electromagnetic energy perhaps.
Yeah, they do. I'm sitting here looking at the first one I uploaded, and it's pretty spectacular.
Well, they are good. The iPhone takes great pics.
Yeah, it does. So how did you get them to appear?
Well, I just randomly took... I was getting readings on my EMF meter off the charts. In the 40s and 50s, 60s and 70s. And I just thought, well, hell, I'm going to take a picture. I took several. Not all had anything in it. These are the ones that had something there, you know. So it's just random.
Yeah.
But I feel like the area that I'm in is like a highway for the spirits. They just keep moving through. I don't even think they notice us. I don't even think they noticed us at all. You know?
So do you think they're just on their way through?
They're just on their way through, going on about their business. And they seem to be oblivious to us.
Yeah. Well, you know the footage that I got of the orb changing into the full-body apparition?
Yeah. I want to talk to you about that, too. Because I didn't get it on, I did not get this on film because it happened so quickly. But I was sitting in my rocking chair, and I just kind of felt an electrical charge kind of come over me. You know how it just kind of feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Out from behind me, a full body apparition walks out from behind me, oblivious to me. Keeps walking forward in front of me, walks out on the deck through the door, walks completely through the door because I had it closed that goes to the deck, walked through the deck, and disappeared, was gone.
Do you think it was a residual haunting?
No, I don't think it is. I think this is a highway. It's the only way I know to describe it is some sort of highway, some sort of area that they use to move through. You got to understand something. I'm in Illinois. Illinois has the largest mounds, largest, you know, Indian mounds and things that they built in the United States of America. We have the snake mound here. We have lots of pyramids and other types of mounds here. Very ancient ones.
They see orbs flying around those too a lot.
And the energy here is very high, and the spirits seem to be on their way to doing something. Totally oblivious to us.
Right. What are they doing? Is the question.
Well, I don't know.
No.
They don't talk. They don't answer me.
Yeah.
I try to communicate with them. I do. But I get nothing. Maybe a random word here and there. Like, go. Or they may call out a name like this random, like Lauren. They may, you know, they may say something like, on my way.
Right.
But they never answer my questions. They're not talking to me. They're just moving through. You know?
Some of your orb pictures look like they're faces coming out of them.
Well, you know, I've looked for that too, and it's possible, I guess. But I'm not thinking these orbs are actual spirits. I think it's some sort of electromagnetic energy that's a residual of the highway or portal or whatever it is that they're using to move through.
Well, I've had them fly through my head, into my head, and in me. I've seen them fly into people before.
Well, maybe these orbs are a different type of orb. I have seen those orbs that fly in people's heads, and it's happened to me too, by the way. And then all of a sudden you feel your energy drain. You know, I think that might be a different type of orb than these, because these are random. They're not interested in us.
You had a portal in your apartment,
I think it's I don't think it's the apartment. I think it's the area. I think that this is ancient Indian ground, whether it be holy ground or just a part of the city that they lived in. Snake Mound is about 50 miles from me. And they've uncovered an entire city there around it of at least 25,000 to 30,000 people that lived there once. And it's very, very ancient.
Yeah.
So they also lived on the outskirts of that area. Apparently that would have been a holy ground to them. They didn't actually live there. They would all live around it. And the energy here reflects that. You see what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I think this is a byproduct of the electromagnetic energy that they are either putting off or using to move through to the next place.
Wherever that is, maybe it's dimension, another dimension.
Well, I think they're already in another dimension. You see, there's a universe that surrounds this one, an unseen universe, with all kinds of spiritual activity going on that we just can't see yet.
Right.
But apparently, they have the ability to move through not only this dimension, but the dimension that they are, tied to. And once in a while, they will move through this one, and we can get these readings and get these types of pictures and evidence of their activities.
Right.
But again, what I'm experiencing is they seem to be oblivious to us as they just pass through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just this apartment. It's this entire area. I can go up to the McDonald's here. I can stand out in the middle of the highway, and I get the same readings. I can get the same pics.
The spirits are all around us.
They are, at all times.
Why do you think there's so many? Why aren't they in heaven?
Well, I don't know. Maybe heaven's not ready yet. I mean, biblically, the city of heaven is currently being built. It's not something that has been finished yet.
Right.
So perhaps they can't go there yet.
What is that doctrine that says heaven isn't quite ready yet? That religion.
I'm sorry, say again.
Do what?
I didn't understand the question.
What is that religion that believes heaven isn't ready yet? It's one of them.
Well, I'm not sure what religion believes that. But the Bible does kind of tell you that it's not ready yet, that it's still kind of under construction or something.
Man, I'm looking at your one picture, and I definitely see a face in it, man.
Well, there may be faces in it. I don't know, but they are just moving through.
Yeah.
I see some of my pictures. They look like sort of like energy just manifesting, and really
like
doesn't look like much of anything. Perhaps a portal. There's some darker stuff going on too.
It's like that's the vortex appearing or something in the orb, or finding the rip in space and time.
Perhaps. I want you to look at this picture I took that was in front of my TV. I don't know if you can go to it or not. It's kind of dark. You see the light energy just expanding all around it.
Yeah.
It's actually in front. What would you say that is?
Yeah, I would say that's a portal, a rip in space and time to another dimension.
I would too. That's part of the highway, the mechanism they're using to move through. What do you say, Missy Metal? Missy Metal has a point.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't really know. I just was wondering exactly what it is.
Well, we believe it to be a portal.
Portal?
Yeah. An opening, a rip in space-time continuum that they not being bound by time. See, time is a physical product that can be measured. Well, they live outside of that product, and so they're not bound by it. So when they come through here through their portal activity, they're moving through to something else that's connected to the universe that they are a part of. This dimension that surrounds this one that we yet cannot see.
So it can be.
Yes.
A different type. I'm not sure. It could be a different experience, like if they come here, they could be here in hours and.
Well, to us it seemed like an hour. To them, maybe like a snap of a finger. They're not bound by time. Time doesn't exist where they are. Gravity, space, time doesn't exist within their universe, and it's easy for them to manipulate those. For lack of a better word, those things, and they're able to move through their universe into ours, and it will. And by doing so, they usually are moving through back to their dimension, because their dimension is connected to ours. We just can't see there.
They're breaking our rules of, like, Newton's rules and shit. They can pass through solid matter.
Right. Because those rules only exist here. Where they live, the universe they live in, the dimension they live within that surrounds this one, is not bound by those rules. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So it's a higher dimension.
I don't know. It could be a lower dimension. Either way, it doesn't matter. The dimensions that surround this one are not bound by the rules of physics that we are.
So this must say something about the nature of existence.
It could. I want you to take a look at another picture, Al, that I sent you. The wall. You'll see the wall with the crosses on it.
Oh, okay.
You see it? The wall with the crosses on it? Energy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. See the energy.
Do you see the energy manifesting the darker energy right above the Bible.
It's like a vortex.
It's like a vortex, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we see light vortexes and we see dark, smoky vortexes. That could be telling us that this dimension that surrounds us also has another dimension within it, a darker, lower dimension, and those characters have the same ability to manipulate time, space, and gravity, and just move through it in solid objects, because those solid objects don't actually exist within their dimension.
It's probably, yeah. What if some of these things are nefarious? What if some of them are evil?
Some of them are. You read in, I believe, it's Enoch that talks about some of them that are, the early Christians believe that they were, that some were called archons, and they were a darker, lower spiritual energy that would actually attach themselves to us and use our energy to feed off of us. They were parasites that live within this dimension as well. And they do have the ability, they do have the ability to manipulate in the laws of physics, if you want to say they're manipulating it, and appear. And those are the ones that would usually try to establish contact with you because they seek to feed. But so far, all I have been able to document with these pictures are just passing through. They're energies that are passing through that seem to have no knowledge of us. That they just they can't see us.
Do you think they're just oblivious to us?
I think these are. I think what we are experiencing, what we are seeing, and what we are documenting here is some sort of spiritual highway where they just move through on a constant basis without ever noticing this dimension.
Yeah. So it's like a parallel universe overlapped on our universe.
Well, it is. You know, that's exactly what it is. You know, the Gnostics will tell you that there is an unseen universe that surrounds this one, and that there are many spirits that dwell within that universe. Some are good, just like people. Some are good, some are bad. And they documented that the bad ones are called archons, and they are parasitic, and they will attach themselves to you, and they will suck your energy. And they feed off.
Can they take on physical
energy.
Form?
No, I don't believe they can. That would take a higher being within, a universe or a dimension or part of that dimension, a higher being that can do something like that. These archons are lower beings. They are negative beings. They don't live within the same part of that dimension as the higher beings do.
Are these archons demons?
We could call them that. Some people call them demons. But there are other types of demons as well. There are higher level demons. There are lower level demons. They're sort of ranked.
And
like
demons on this plane.
Like, Yeah, we they're sort of ranked like we do the Army ranking, you know, from private, sergeant, you know, corporal, on up. They're ranked sort of like that.
Yeah.
You see my point?
Yeah, they are. Which Satan is ahead of them.
With Lucifer or Satan, I don't know about the Lucifer thing, but with Satan certainly being the head of it.
Who do you think is more likely to exist, Lucifer or Satan?
I think Satan is more likely to exist. The thing about Lucifer is this, is he's only mentioned once in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. I believe it's in Isaiah, and he's comparing Lucifer to the current king of Babylon, and he goes on to say that Lucifer is the light bringer, that he's the light and the way, and Jesus would later come to say the same thing, basically, that, hey, I'm the light in the way. So there's some confusion there as to whether Lucifer himself is actually Jesus.
Yeah.
You see? I do know that there are certain secret societies. Who are the ones that wear the little fez hats?
The Shriners?
Yeah, they worship Lucifer.
That's strange.
Well, they do. They believe Lucifer is Jesus, with good reason, because of what's written about him the one time, that he is the light and the way.
Yeah. Huh.
So we got these. I think there might be some confusion there.
Right.
But back to these orbs. You see some of these pictures. And you do see faces and stuff. I guess I do too.
Yeah.
Perhaps they are spiritual energy, but they're just passing through. They don't acknowledge us in any way. I mean, I try to talk to them, Alex. Next whole tip, I try to talk to them. I try to have conversations mm-hmm. with them. I do capture some EVPs, but they won't answer questions. It seems like they're talking amongst each other and completely oblivious to me or anything we're trying to accomplish.
Really? So that could mean either they're residual or they're you can pick up their conversations, but I can't pick up ours.
Well, I don't think they're residual. I think that they are just very much moving through. They have a goal of some sort. They're moving through. They're headed somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got 60 seconds here. I want everybody, we have all these pictures posted. You're welcome to look at them. Give us your opinion of what you may think they are. Because honestly, we don't know what they are. We are just educated guesses. And based on the experiences I'm having. Are we cueing that beautiful music?
Yes, we are.
Here we go. Well, Alex, Lexotep, on behalf of Lexotep and Misty Metal, I want to thank everybody who joined in this conversation. Please feel free to take a look and comment on these pictures. Tell us what you think they are, your opinion is very valuable. Thank you for listening. We are out of here.